Well, I was in the sacristy waiting to go out to do the wedding. It was a wedding of travellers. Bride arrived about 10 to 1. I was in the sacristy getting ready, and the bride was at the back of the church, standing waiting to come up the aisle. And the next thing I heard, there's shots, the shots, the shots. And I said, God, what's going on here? So I went outside and I saw a fella lying. I didn't actually see him. There was a fella lying on the road, and there was about five or six fellas around him, and I was going to go down to him. And the next thing, he got up on his feet, so I came back to the sacristy to get ready for the wedding.
And what were the extent of the man's injuries?
Well,
that you
I only have that on hearsay, to be quite honest with you. There was two men shot. One was shot in the chest, and the other was shot in the leg. And then there was another injured with an uncouth sort of knife, the back of the hand. So there was three of them injured.
What help were you able to give them?
We got the ambulance and we got the police, and we took it from there, basically.
Did you call the ambulance?
The parish secretary called the ambulance.
What did you do then?
I went on ahead with the wedding. I could do nothing else because they were anxious to get this girl married. So I went on ahead and I did mass and did the wedding.
What was the effect on them?
Well, the bride was a bit traumatised, all right, and so I just spoke to her and told her to take a few deep breaths and to relax herself and that she was safe here.
Who else might have seen it? Is there a school nearby?
There is a school nearby, but the school wouldn't have seen it. No, there are just a few onlookers, a few curious people come up to see the sort of dress that we're having and things like that, and that's all they saw. But it happened so fast.